This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran issued a warning on Sunday to the U.S. over potentially targeting two cargo ships in the Mideast, long suspected of serving as forward operating bases for Iranian commandos. It comes just after the U.S. and Britain launched a massive airstrike campaign against Yemen's Houthi rebels. Palestinian gunmen kept up attacks against Israeli forces on Sunday in the Gaza Strip's two main cities, weeks after they were overrun by troops and tanks, a sign Palestinian Islamist group Hamas still maintained some control ahead of any potential truce. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Persistent fighting could be seen in Gaza City in the north and Khan Yunis to the south. The war, triggered by Hamas's deadly cross-border rampage in Israel, is almost in its fourth month. In Gaza's Rafah on Sunday, Palestinians swept up rubble that used to form their homes. Locals had reported Israeli tank shelling and airstrikes there, including one that killed two girls in a house. As mourners bade farewell to the dead children, a relative, Mohammed Kaloub, said the airstrike hit a room full of women and children in the Al-Salam neighborhood. The room collapsed completely over their heads, he said. The scenes were horrible.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony, Hamas and the Houthis are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. At least 64 people have died from forest fires raging in Chile, an increase of 13 in the past day. President Gabriel Boric said on Sunday.
La cifra oficial en este momento es de 64 personas fallecidas.
Boric said in a speech to the nation about the death toll, we know that the figure is going to grow. It's going to grow significantly. Hundreds of people have also been reported missing, authorities said.